This is John Costa, the editor of Citizen's Eye. It's Tuesday. We've just finished our community news cafe, our regular weekly one that we have at the Coffee Republic on Granby Street, 9:30 to 10:30. But we're now back in Apex House on Charles Street, which is our new home, not only the administration office of Citizen's Eye, but two new exciting opportunities. We're in the Enabled Cafe up on the fourth floor, where we're going to start running additional community news cafes, and we're sitting here at the three computers now, just testing them out. They all seem to work perfectly well and got Citizen's Eye up and running. And next to me, updating Citizen's Eye, is Simon Parker. How are you, Simon?
Great, John. Absolutely fantastic here. Really good atmosphere, really settling in.
Now, it's a nice little cafe that we're sitting in here, right next door to the admin base. Do you think having an additional news cafe is going to be something that's quite important and helping us build on what Citizen's Eye is all about?
Definitely. I think the more opportunities that you can present, the better. And I think it's absolutely fantastic to be hosted at Apex because it gives opportunities not only to use the cafe, but also to use the foyer downstairs, which is a really good place, very accessible, close to all the sort of like main bus routes in town. Fantastic.
Now, in the reception area, there, like you mentioned, the foyer, we're looking to run almost like a community newsroom, if you like. So it's a regular thing where people can come in and get the leaflets and pick up materials and stuff. And there's access to four computers there as well for people to kind of, you know, find out information, sort of community media related, as well as jobs and employment and stuff. And we're going to be holding regular drop-in sessions for Citizen's Eye and Somewhere Too, and also some of the other news agencies and stuff. That's something we've always aspired to, but never quite managed to get up and running over the last, you know, 4.5 years with either, you know, Phoenix Square or Adult Ed or the Central Library. We've always kind of tried to get that in place, haven't we?
We have, and I think basically it was the limitations on the other buildings having to, you know, do what they do first and foremost. Whereas here, I think it's a real opportunity to use the sort of reception area for doing that because there's real crossover there. I think there's absolutely fantastic. The work that Apex does links in quite well with the kind of groups that we're trying to get involved with, the news agencies. So perfect marriage, really.
Now, we've got Community Media Week, the fifth Community Media Week in November, 7th to the 13th of November, and the third Doc Film Festival at exactly the same time. Now, we're going to be looking at putting more and more in place, building up to that. And I know we're talking to Adult Ed about, you know, community journalism opportunities as well, and building on the things that we're doing. Do you think having a city centre base where people can kind of just pop in and pick up information, and we've even got a post box downstairs, a red post box that people can drop flyers and leaflets into, and so we can start updating them on Citizen's Eye. I feel we're going to have a volunteering opportunity soon for someone to actually start updating the eye, maybe sitting down there in reception.
Absolutely, you know, and again, that's that shows the links that could be made here. I think that's really important to do that, to get more people involved in, you know, helping with the eye, updating it, using the skills that they get from doing it, maybe writing their own small articles. We've seen in the past with previous editors like at Hap News, you know, people have gone on to get work from the kind of skills that they've developed, the confidence they've got, and, you know, the opportunities that, you know, it's very visible. Anybody doing anything on the eye to do with the media, you're evidencing yourself as you go along. Perfect.
Brilliant. Well, if anyone wants to find out any more information, if you go on to citizenseye.org to the About section, and we're going to be updating when the various drop-ins and stuff will be taking place. But we have our regular community news cafe, 9:30 to 10:30 at the Coffee Republic on Granby Street, and we're going to be holding our regular sessions here between 1 and 3 on a Tuesday afternoon.